Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be followers of God like dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling odor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as is right for saints, nor filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor kidding around, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no customer of prostitutes, no unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things the anger of God comes on the children of disobedience. Therefore, don't be partakers with them. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk like children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather correct them. For it is a shame even to speak about the things that are done by them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made clear by the light, for whatever makes clear is light. So he says, awake, you who sleeps, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Make sure then that you conduct yourselves, looking in all directions, not like fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and don't be drunk with wine, in which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to each other in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands like to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives like Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, so that he would sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, so that he would present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Men ought to love their wives like their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, like the Lord does with the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two of them shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Anyway, let every one of you in particular love his wife like himself, and the wife see that she respects her husband.